Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, two folks to talk about Choose Respect, Alaskans ending the epidemic of domestic violence and sexual assault. I have Martina Kurtzer and I have Katie Davis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, thanks for joining me. Martina, Choose Respect, this is an organization it's pretty new. It's been around 4 years or longer.
It is an initiative that was started by the governor's office, and this governor really decided to do something about the high rates of domestic violence, sexual violence, and child sexual abuse in our state. So we are always number one or number two, number three in the entire country. And 4 years ago, he asked all 18 communities in the state that have violence shelters to organize these marches at the same time. And it's also always at the end of March, because April is domestic violence and domestic violence awareness month and child abuse prevention month. So what started with 18 communities in the state, now this year, 4 years later, spread out to 140 communities. At the same time, there will be activities in the entire state to address these issues and to become aware that it is an issue and a huge, huge problem.
And I think most Alaskans know that it is a problem, but what took so long for these other communities to have buy-in for this initiative? Was it money? Was it resources? Time?
Very good question. I mean, these are not easy issues to talk about. We want to not talk about it. So that is number one. And it really, really required the leadership on this very high political level to really put, you know, look there. And yes, he designated a whole group of workers to do this, you know, to support this. And also he is dispatching his leading staff members into the communities. So next Thursday, when we'll have this march, we will also have the Commissioner of Transportation here, Pat Kemp, and he will walk with us from Totem Square to Crescent Harbor, and he will probably also talk on the governor's behalf on this very issue. And this is not necessarily something that belongs into his resort. So, yeah.
It's always helpful when you have the buy-in of the governor to get something moving.
For a political change, it is wonderful to have a leader who promotes this.
So we have some very high-end voices, I guess you can say, powerful voices. Katie, you are a voice for younger people here in town about this issue. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Well, I'm part of the Sika Youth Leadership Committee, and what we want to do is promote respect within the youth of the community. And so we're trying to build bridges within the three high schools. So we thought that the Choose Respect March would be something that we were really going to grab onto, because it's everything that we believe in, also healthy relationships and promoting respect. And that's what we want, some to see this within the youth and the adults in the youth.
And you're sort of the ringleader, bringing this to school. Did you grow up in Sitka?
I did not. I moved here last year.
And was this something in your former school?
I was part of a leadership group in my former school. And when I moved here, I found that there wasn't really one within my high school that was quite the same. And a friend introduced me to Silk, and I loved it the moment I joined.
And what school do you attend?
Sitka High School.
So it's a big issue for a teenager. I mean, you already have a lot on your plate. and this speaks to you. Is it a large group, or are you finding that you really have to sort of cultivate or recruit in school?
It's a small group. It has like 8 solid members that always come on Wednesdays, and most of them are Mount Edgecombe students, 1 Pacific High student, and 2 Sitka High students. We are trying to recruit a younger crowd, because right now most of us are juniors and we have 1 senior and then only a few underclassmen. So we want more representation from Pacific High and Sitka High, and we're trying to go for like a younger group so that we can hopefully keep this group going on for quite a bit longer after we all graduate.
And you'll be visible Thursday, March 28th at noon. There is a march and a speak out starting at Totem Square, and I guess you go to Crescent Harbor Shelter. What's one way that your group will be visible there?
At the beginning of the march, me and another representative from Edgecombe High School are going to try to get the crowd together and start with a fun activity and create a chant that we're going to try to keep going throughout the whole march. And we're going to do fun activities right before to get everyone involved and ready.
That sounds like a great way to start. Martina, I got a phone call a few months back from UAA doing a study, and it was really interesting to find out my relationships, if I'd ever experienced domestic violence or sexual assault. And they were very careful about saying that this would be confidential. But you have some of those results.
Yes, I was actually, I was one of those recipients of that phone call as well. So we were both participants in the study. And 282 adult women in Sitka were asked. And the result is quite stunning, I must say. So 40 women over 18 out of 100 experienced intimate partner violence in their lifetime. And 25 experienced sexual violence, so one out of four. And 47 out of 100 experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both. So that's basically one out of two women. If you look around, you know, that is not to be ignored. We cannot ignore this any longer. And I'm really grateful that we have support. So I already talked with the mayor. She will come with us and speak. And the police chief will come. And the Trooper Academy will be there, the students. And I can only ask everybody who is concerned about this and look around at all the women in your life and come and join us.
And just being visible is going to make a big difference.
That is the start for a change awareness.
That's terrific. So it's Thursday, March 28th at noon, starting at Totem Square. Are the speeches going to be at Totem Square in the beginning or towards the end at Crescent Harbor?
They will be at the shelter at Crescent Harbor.
And, you know, this is the time to meet some of the bigwigs from Juneau.
Well, one at least we know of.
Yeah. I'm sure we can recruit more. Well, I would like to thank my guests, Martina and Katie. Thanks for telling us about Choose Respect.
Thank you.
Thank you.